नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 35-40। There are hardly any, there's no purports all the way to 40. Which verse is up on the board? 35. Nishamya loka traya mastaka dwaram tam adi daityam harina hatam mridhe praharsha vegot kalitanana muhu prashuna vashair vavrishu surastriya nisamya lokatraya mastak kedra dvaram tam aridaitya harina hatam rede praharsha vegot kalitana namahu prashuna varshayar vrivishu surastriyaha Nisamya loka traya mastaka dwaram Tvam adi daityam harina hatam rde Praharsha vegot kalitana namuhu Prashuna varshar vrivishu surastriyaha Nisamya loka traya mastakva javaram Tam ari daityam harinahatam rde Praharsha vigot kalitana namuhu Prashuna varshar vrivishu surastriyaha Samya loka traya mastaka jwaram Tam aridaityam arina atam rde Tanana muhu Prashuna varsha virisu surastriya Nisamya loka traya mastaka jwaram Tomari daitya harina atam rde Karsha vegot kalitana namuhu Prashuna varsha vavrisu surastriya Mataji's. Nisamya loka traya mastaka dwaram. Tomari daitya harina atam vrde. Praharsha vegot kalitanana muhu. Prashuna vavishu suradsriya nisamya hearing lokatraya of the three worlds mastakajwaram The headache. Tom. Him. Adi. The original. Daityam. Demon. Harina. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hatam. Killed. Mrde. In battle. Praharshavega. By an outburst of ecstasy. Utkalila Anana. Whose faces blossomed. Muhu. Again and again. Prashanavarshai. With showers of flowers. Vavrishu. Rained. Surastriya. The wives of the demigods. Translation. Hiranyakasipu had been exactly like a fever of meningitis in the head of the three worlds. Thus, when the wives of the demigods in the heavenly planet saw that the great demon had been killed by the personal hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their faces blossomed in great joy. The wives of the demigods again and again showered flowers from heaven upon Lord Nrsingadev like rain. Text 36. At the time the airplanes of the demigods who desired to see the activities of the Supreme Lord Narayan crowded the sky, the demigods began beating drums and kettle drums, and upon hearing them, the angelic women began to dance, while the chiefs of the Gandharvas sang sweetly. Text 37 to 39. My dear King Yudhisthira, the demigods then approached the Lord. They were headed by Lord Brahma, King Indra, and Lord Shiva, and included great saintly persons and the residents of Pitriloka, Siddhaloka, Vidyadhara Loka, and the planet of the snakes. The Manus approached, and so did the chiefs of various other planets. The angelic dancers approached, as did the Gandharvas, the Charnas, the Yakshas, the inhabitants of Kinnaraloka, the Vetalas, the inhabitants of Kimpurushaloka, and the personal servants of Vishnu, like Sunanda and Kumuda. All of them came near the Lord, who glowed with intense light. They individually offered their obeisances and prayers, their hands folded at their heads. Text 40. Lord Brahma prayed, My dear Lord, my Lord, you are unlimited and you possess unending potencies. No one can estimate or calculate your prowess and wonderful influence, for your actions are never polluted by the material energy. Through the material qualities, you very easily create the universe, maintain it, and again annihilate it. Yet you remain the same without deterioration. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The activities of the Lord are always wonderful. His personal servants, Jai and Vijay, were confidential friends, yet they were cursed, and they accepted bodies of demons. Again, in the family of one such demon, Prahlad Maharaj was caused to take birth to exhibit the behavior of an exalted devotee. And then the Lord accepted the body of Nrsingadev to kill that same demon who by the Lord's own will had taken birth in a demoniac family. Therefore, who can understand the Lord's transcendental activities? Not to speak of understanding the transcendental activities of the Lord. No one can understand even the activities of his servants. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 23:39, it is said, Tanravakya Kriya Mudra Vigne Nabhujai. No one can understand the activities of the Lord's servants. Therefore, what to speak of the activities of the Lord? Who can understand how Krishna is benefiting the entire world? The Lord is addressed as Duranta Shakti, because no one can understand his potencies and how he acts. Again, text 35. Nishamyam lokatraya mastakajwaram tvamari daityam harina hatam ride praharsha vikot kalitanana muhu prashuna varshaya vivishu surastriya. Hiranyakasipu had been exactly like a fever of meningitis in the head of the three worlds. Thus, when the wives of the demigods and the heavenly planets saw that the great demon had been killed by the personal hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their faces blossomed in great joy. The wives of the demigods again and again showered flowers from heaven upon Lord Nrsingadev like rain. Om Agyanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So it is said that even a saintly person becomes very satisfied when a serpent or a scorpion is killed. Of course, Vaishnav is the most compassionate, doesn't like to see any living entity killed. But the Vaishnav rejoices as the wives of the demigods and all the saintly persons and demigods rejoice at the killing of Hiranyakasipu. This is because Krishna comes for two purposes. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Krishna comes to annihilate the demons and to deliver the pious. This is his business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to get rid of the demoniac quality, the impersonalist voidus, and to deliver those innocent-hearted devotees. So Krishna came and actually killed. Prabhupada said, time will come when we will have to kill all of the demons. And one devotee asked, kill them with weapons? Prabhupada said, no, not with weapon, you kill them with sankirtan. We'll have to kill them with sankirtan, the demonic quality. Because a devotee rejoices when that demonic, atheistic, anti-Supreme Personality of Godhead consciousness is destroyed. Devotee becomes happy. Prabhupada was in a New Vrindavan in 1976. And we had all been traveling. Bhrigupati was there, Naikatma Prabhu was there. So many devotees. And Prabhupada gave this verse that a saintly person is very happy when a snake or a scorpion is killed. And then Prabhupada looked at around the room. After the class, it was a darshan outside in the summer of 76. All the devotees were walking up to each other, myself included, saying, how did you see when Prabhupada said that when a snake and a scorpion are killed, a saintly person's very happy? Prabhupada was looking at me. Everyone actually thought, because Prabhupada looked around and gave that transcendental glance, and everyone was convinced Prabhupada was talking about me. And he was looking at me. 6-7 devotee. And Katma came to me. Prabhupada was looking at me when he said that. And I said, no, Prabhupada was looking at me when he said that a saintly person is satisfied when a snake or a scorpion is killed. It's a true story. So when Hiranyakasipu was killed, the saintly people and the demigods, they were all very happy. They were showering flowers upon Lord Nrisimhadev. And therefore, in that purport that we just read, Srila Prabhupada explains that no one can understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mundane people cannot understand the motivation or the activities of the Lord. Even the Bengali verse describes here, in the Bengali, Tanra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vigna Nabhujai. No one can even understand the transcendental activities of the Lord's servants. What to speak of the Lord? I remember the other day I had seen one devotee that I had met on college campus in 1971. Bhutatma was here at the temple. He was a brahmachari at the time. And he approached me on the campus of the University of California State University in Fresno, where they were opening a temple. I was a student, young boy at the time. And he explained to me about Krishna consciousness. I had seen devotees, I had visited some temples as a teenager. But when I met Bhutatma, I was convinced that this guy is from outer space. He looked otherworldly. He talked otherworldly. He stood otherworldly. No one looked like... I never met anyone like him in my life. I told him that the other day. He was laughing. And he actually told me, come to our temple. It's a spaceship on Sheffield Boulevard in west side or east side of Fresno. And I was looking at him. It probably is a spaceship. He's a spaceman. Actually, he was a Vaikuntha man from the planet of no anxieties at the time. And when I went to the temple, I was thoroughly convinced, although it was just a house on the west side of Fresno, that it was a spaceship. It was another planet. Things were going on. I wanted to tell my friends that right here in Fresno, California, things are going on like you won't even believe. It's like another world. And they even say it's a spaceship. They invited me to San Francisco, to the House of Flowers, to see Srila Prabhupada. I went with them. It was the day after Rath Yatra. I couldn't attend the Rath Yatra because of school. But the day after, Prabhupada gave a lecture. And Bhutatma, the spaceman, was there. True story. I even asked him the other day, fanning Srila Prabhupada with the, what do they call? The peacock fan. But the handle was 15 feet long. I'd never seen it before. And never seen it since. Maybe in the movie Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. He was fanning Srila Prabhupada. He said, oh yeah, I remember. I had that big fan that had a long, long handle. And Srila Prabhupada spoke otherworldly. And we were so attracted. Even I wanted him to, he moved to San Francisco some months later, Bhutatma, and I wanted him to meet my girlfriend, young girl. She was chanting japa with me, visiting the temple. And he gave me one otherworldly gesture. I said, oh, Bhutatma, this is my girlfriend, Patty. And he looked at her as a brahmachari would. And he looked at me and put his finger on one side of his neck and went all the way across to the other side. Let me tell you, Patty was a little upset. We were engaged, so to speak. We were kids, 19. And he went, you are dead. That is suicide. She got a little upset, said, we're not coming to this temple ever again. I don't like that guy. And I thought, well, you know, he's a brahmachari. He's just preaching in his otherworldly way about household life. And, you know, this is the philosophy of the strict brahmacharis and the saintly people. Even later years, some of the devotees, we went to my sister's house. We were working for her in Chicago, some of the householders. And we were speaking, as devotees speak, okay, it's time to take rest. And they were looking at us, what does that mean? Oh, we have to go to sleep, go to bed. It's time to take rest. Even the language, no one could understand the language of the devotees and Srila Prabhupada. Oh, I have to pass water. People don't even know where, what are you doing? Like that. Even the language of the devotees. Because we were all the devotees at that time were Prabhupada and Ugas. And Prabhupada was not from this world. Not that he was from Calcutta. Not that he was from Vrindavan only. He was from Vaikuntha. He was from Krishna Loka. And therefore he spoke otherworldly. And he acted otherworldly. Even he said at one time, we shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. Who could understand that? Mundane persons don't know what that means. They just think the Vaishnavas are ordinary. They're adopting the means of the mundane persons. But a Vaishnava understands only for the purpose of Krishna. That Srila Prabhupada was teaching us that our only purpose is Krishna. And because devotees were so otherworldly, no one, when I joined Krishna consciousness, no one was trying to imitate the materialistic persons for the purpose of mundane life or for the purpose of sense gratification. The devotees were so absorbed in ecstasy. I remember Naikatma was going out with us with my sister's job. We had all become new householders in the mid-80s or something. Yeah, mid-80s. And something favorable happened, and Naikatma said, that's really nectarine. And my sister was like, where do you guys get these words? What language is this? Nectarine. They actually made fun of us. Oh, do you think that's nectarine? But for devotees, we completely understand. Oh, that's nectar. Nectar to the ears. Nectarine. I can't remember what he was saying it about. But they were completely bewildered. Take rest. Pass water, nectarine. Who are these people? Where have you been hanging out for the last 10 years? They couldn't understand any of it. And that's because no one could understand the Vaishnav and the devotees, the servants of Krishna's desire and mentality, that attracted us so much. Because it wasn't mundane. It wasn't ordinary. Devotees weren't trying to become mundane and agree with everyone in the material world. They stood their ground, so to speak, as Vaishnavas, as Vaikuntha men and Vaikuntha ladies, and acted in the proper way. Even one time we were on Sankirtan, and I was in Houston, Texas, and one cowboy came up, and I offered him a book. He was a nice gentleman. He was doing business, businessman, very well dressed, in a cowboy hat and a big belt like the cowboys do. And I said, "Where are you heading, good old partner?" He said, "I'm going to Bombay. I got business in Bombay." I said, "Oh, I've been there already in my life 4 to 5 times. He said, "Oh, yeah, what are the women like over there?" I said, "Well, no. It's not like that. Over there, the women are taught to be chaste." And he said to me, "Well, that's all right. I don't mind chasing them." He couldn't even understand the word chaste. We were explaining the women are very chaste. The women are taught to be chaste. He said, "Well, that's good. I don't mind chasing them." This is the miscommunication of the mundane persons. Devotees are trained originally by Srila Prabhupada, to be Vaikuntha men and Vaikuntha women. No one could understand the motivation. No one could understand even the speech, the language of the devotees, because it was so sudasattva. Sudasattva means pure goodness. Not just goodness like the New Age people who want to say everything is nice and make everything comfortable, comfy, comfortable food, comfortable this, comfortable that for your body or for your mind. But devotees' language and devotees' activities completely absorbed in pleasing Krishna. And people are attracted. Sometimes we think in a mundane way. Well, if we act normal, like normal people, then normal people will identify with us and like us very much. Actually, that's not true. When we act like normal people, then we've seen practically they treat us like they treat each other. Debasing, very derogatory, very condescending, because that's the way of the material world. And they look at us mundane or criticize. But when devotees are absorbed in Krishna Katha and maintain the values that Srila Prabhupada taught as Vaikuntha man, Vaikuntha atmosphere created, then people become very respectful and inquisitive, inquirious. We told the story. There was a lady, she never even came to the temple. She had heard kirtan on Harinam, Temple Bhajan, Ben, wherever. And she was at an interfaith event. She stopped me during the kirtan and said, I have to talk to you. I said, just a minute, let me finish the Hari Bol, Hari Bol. We finished the kirtan. I said, yeah, what's happening? They were climbing up a mountain at, I forget, the 1 hour out of town. We were chanting at the base of the mountain for the New Age interfaith group. She said, I was put in the hospital because of being in a coma. They rushed me to the hospital. I was deep in a coma, and they thought I was dying. And myself, I was dreaming that there was chanting, Hare Krishna. It was a temple, golden temple, and all the people there were lit up gold. Golden, lit up. And Hare Krishna was being chanted. And I was so happy. I said, have you ever been to our temple? She said, no, I just see you guys chant. And somehow I was flatlining. What do they call? Finished. And in that state, she actually saw the Vaishnavas in her Vaikuntha dream or experience. So this is our business, to create Vaikuntha. We don't have to become like the mundane persons. Even the mind of the Vaishnav, just like Maharaj Yudhisthira, his mind was so full of Vaikuntha thoughts. When his brothers had passed away by the riverside, and the Yaksha had asked him questions to revive the brothers. The Yaksha was actually Dharma, his father. But he created the Yaksha Prashna, so many questions, to find out if Yudhisthira is actually in knowledge of Vaikuntha. He asked him, what's the most amazing thing? And he said, the most amazing thing is that everyone is dying, and everyone sees everyone around them dying. But they think that I'm not going to die. The Yaksha said, yes. What is the truth? And Yudhisthira replied, Mahajano yena gata sapanta. That the great saints, the Mahajans, they are the persons that carry the truth. The truth is with the predecessor Acharyas, the saintly people. The Yaksha said, yes. And then he said, what is the news? And Maharaj Yudhisthira gave the newscap that they should announce every evening at 5 and 6. Every channel of TV should announce, this is the news. The Yaksha asked Yudhisthira, what is the news? He said, this material world is a frying pan. The sun is the fire. The days and the nights are the heat, fuel. The months and the seasons are the handle. And time is the cook that is frying all living entities in that pan. And that is the news. Hi, I'm Jim Boyer with your 6 o'clock news. The material world is a frying pan. The sun is the fire. The days and nights are the fuel. The months and the seasons are the handle. And time is the cook that is frying all living entities in that pan. And that's the news tonight, folks. That's the news. Who can understand? Mundane persons, they don't understand. What is the news? Yaksha said yes and revived, ultimately, the brothers, the Pandavas, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev, who had drank from the water there and seemingly passed away. Yudhisthira brought them back by giving Vaikuntha talk, Yaksha Prashna. He answered the questions of the yaksha, the questions of the day, in Vaikuntha fashion. So this is our business also. We are ultimately Vaikuntha men, Vaikuntha women. We see people come and they look like scraggly ragamuffins of some sort. And they shave up and they chant. Their eyes straighten out. Their brain straightens in the Vaikuntha fashion. And they look like Vaikuntha men and ladies. They come from God knows where. We don't even want to know where. And then they are Vaikuntha men. Short time. Even my parents said, they saw me after 1 year of being in Hare Krishna. We were in Chicago. They came to the temple. And they said, well, at least your eyes are straightened out. Because of L-dopi, because of being dopey and associating with the modes of dopiness, my eyes began to droop like all high school, college kids. And they were happy that, well, your eyes are back to like when you were a little boy, a baby. They're very straight and bright and clear. That was their biggest happiness. Because that is Vaikuntha. That is the effect of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, praying. So this is our business, to become Vaikuntha man and woman, and to give that Vaikuntha atmosphere, to give that Vaikuntha language, to give that Vaikuntha motivation, desire, to innocent people that are ready to hear, to give them the opportunity to become Vaikuntha men and ladies. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. You heard that before? It's all been done, said before?
It's always nice to hear.
Was anything new?
Yeah, everything was new.
Are you sure?
Vaisheshika was in Chaupati.
Yeah.
And he was saying, somebody was asking Krishna, he says, just like my friend Suradas, he gave the solution to all the problems. Seva and Seva.
Oh, I said that, you know, we got this award, and there was 10 Indians in the front row. So I said that, in Sanskrit, the word for service is the word for service. Humanitarian service. The word for service is saving. And in my country, there's a saying that only Seva can save. And all the Indians go, oh, what's that? What happened? The other people are wrong. The Indians are wrong. They came up to me afterwards and said, only Seva can save you.
He was quoting you again.
I heard. What did he say? Somebody told me he said,